Hola gang, and welcome to Friday, September 20th, 2019. You're listening to Old Nerd Radio. How y'all doing this morning? This podcast is sponsored by 7-Eleven at 5101 Northeast 112th Avenue, right here in Vancouver, Washington, home of the awesome Brazilian dark roast coffee, which I've got right here. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Hey, if you'd like to be sponsored on the podcast, go ahead and shoot me an email. You can do that through my website, oldnerdreviews.com, and I can set you up and we'll talk it out. I told you last podcast that I was setting up something, trying to get something set up to give you the option of hearing the podcast ad-free. Now, still working on that right now, but wanted to update you that I am still working on that right now. Should have some further information by Monday, and I'll let you know about that, and you can listen to the Old Nerd Radio podcast ad-free. How's that? IHOP, my friends, has Adam's Family products, Adam's Family food items. Go ahead and go over and I'll tell you what they have. They've got pictures. I mean, they've done up their website really cute for this. So they have Wednesday's web cakes, and I mean the colors are like definitely Adam's Family type Haunted Mansion from Disneyland type colors. Morticia's Haunted Hot Chocolate. You want to hear about some of these? Okay, the web cakes, fluffy signature buttermilk pancakes topped with cupcake icing, webbed with Hershey's chocolate syrup, and topped with violet whipped topping. Okay, Morticia's Haunted Hot Chocolate, toasted marshmallow hot chocolate topped with violet whipped topping, like I said, the colors of the Haunted Mansion, and a drizzle of Hershey's chocolate syrup. They've got Gomez's green chili omelet, marinated pulled pork, jack and cheddar cheese, fire roasted red and green peppers, and green chili sauce topped with sour cream, served with three buttermilk pancakes or your choice of a side made with a splash of buttermilk and wheat pancake batter. Interesting. Uncle Fester's chocolate ice cream shake. Our haunted house made Hershey's chocolate ice cream shake with violet whipped topping. So good it'll make you shiver. Kooky Kids combo. One Wednesday's web cake served with one scrambled egg, one bacon strip, and one pork sausage link. And that is their Adam's Family menu. Kind of interesting. I would assume they're going to have this going through at least the end of October, you would think, for Halloween type stuff. All the rage going on right now is happening over at, yeah, I know, we've been talking about Popeyes and their chicken sandwich, but guess what? I mean, let me go and talk about that first. They're still out, according to their website. I think this is a marketing ploy. Who is out of a food item for this long? I think it's a marketing ploy. I think it's gonna backfire on them because I think they're stretching it out a little too long. I mean, the public is generally, they generally have a short attention span. Ask me, I know. and by the time they get it back in, people are gonna go, who cares? You know, that's what I think. Anyway, over at Pizza Hut, you can get stuffed Cheez-It pizzas. You know the Cheez-Its, the crackers, the cheese crackers, the square ones called Cheez-Its? Well, Pizza Hut has stuffed Cheez-It pizzas. You can either get that in a cheese or a cheese and pepperoni. Let me read you a little bit about it. The cheese and pepperoni one says four baked jumbo squares. That's what you get. Four baked jumbo squares of toasty, sharp cheddar Cheez-It crust stuffed with pepperoni and cheese and served with marinara dipping sauce. And I would assume the cheese is just the same, only it's just cheese. Yeah, same thing. It's just cheese instead of the addition of pepperoni. So they have that going on right now. A lot of people doing reviews. So go over to Pizza Hut and see what you think and leave me a message and tell me what you think. No one died this week. Well, at least since the last time I told you about Rick Ocasek from the Cars, who died. No one has died since, which is, hey, good news is Betty White and Keith Richards are still alive. That's good news, right? Olivia Newton-John is auctioning off a bunch of her wearable memorabilia, and I'm not sure if it's other things, from the movie Grease, from the 1978, I want to say, movie Grease, which is one of my favorites. But anyway, she's auctioning off some of her outfits, at least. I think I've heard about the tight black pants that she wore at the end and the leather jacket, and I'm not sure what else. But I mean, you can read all about that if you hop over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/oldnerdreviews. Speaking of old nerd reviews, just recently I reviewed the McDonald's barbecue sandwich, which you can check out on my YouTube channel. You know, they have the spicy barbecue tenders, and they have a spicy barbecue sandwich. So I chose to review the sandwich. You can catch that over there. And I also released just yesterday a review from Sherry's. The first time I've ever reviewed anything at Sherry's, their Beyond Burger, which is the meatless, non-GMO soy-free. I think it's soy-free. Anyway, it's like the Beyond Meat. It's not beef. It's not real beef, but it's plant-based. And well, anyway, go over there and check out those reviews. youtube.com/oldnerdreviews. And I'm going to leave you with a quote that I placed over on my Facebook page that I thought was good stuff. It says, if someone treats you bad, just remember there is something wrong with them, not you. Normal people don't go around destroying other people. And I think people who work on the internet, who are just on the internet, period, which, I mean, I think that's like 99% of all of us, deal with this kind of stuff all the time. Remember, there's nothing wrong with you. It's them. Normal people do not go around destroying other people. So if you like that, and you like other fun stuff, hit me up on my Facebook page. Also on the rest of my social media, Instagram, Twitter, Old Nerd Reviews straight across the board. I will have another podcast on Monday. Further information about the ad-free podcast and all kinds of other good stuff. So, yeah, there you go, gang. That's what I have for you today. Have a fabulous Friday. Go into the weekend and have a good one, whether you're working or relaxing. And I will talk to you on Monday. Take care of yourself. Bye now.